Thank you. Steve Sedgwick, CNBC. I'm amazed up until the last answer, Secretary of State and Baroness Ashton, that we haven't heard the word Crimea at all today. Can I confirm now that the West and Ukraine have given up on Crimea and that the whole sanctions process and escalation of sanctions or de-escalation of sanctions has now got nothing to do with Crimea anymore? It's all about the south and the east of remaining Ukrainian territory.
No, you cannot confirm that. And I'm amazed that you asked that question after the answer I just gave. Maybe it was a question you really felt you had to ask, and despite my prior answer, you asked it anyway. But I said very clearly that we differed on Crimea. And I said it was illegal. And I said we disagree with the basis on the Constitution of Ukraine as well as on international law. I just said it. In addition to that, the fact is that we just sanctioned them 2 days ago, I believe, on the issue of Crimea. So the fact is that we have made it crystal clear that there is a significant difference over Crimea. We are not, quote, given up. But today we didn't come here to talk about Crimea. Today we came here to get something done to reduce the violence, reduce the potential for a complete and total implosion, and to try to move away from what is a spiraling downwards confrontation that takes nobody to a great place. And our hope is that we've opened up the opportunity to be able to do that. But no, nobody has left behind the issue of Crimea, which remains as differentiated today as it was on the day that we first raised the issue and put the sanctions in place. Kathy?
When I said territorial integrity of Ukraine, I meant the territorial integrity of the whole country. I didn't think I needed to spell out where the European Union stands on that. We've been absolutely crystal clear, and the measures we've taken equally remain for that reason.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.